Rezoning a section of land in northeast Leon County is on hold after commissioners received documents hours before a planned vote. I'm Lynn Hatter. About 2 hours before commissioners were to decide whether to allow high-density development on a parcel of land off Bannerman Road, they were presented with new materials for consideration. Residents of Ox Bottom, Summerbrook, and Killarn are opposed to the change in zoning, and the county has received more than 600 petitions and scores of letters. County Attorney Herb Thiel recommended the rezoning vote be pushed back.
It would be my recommendation that you continue the rezoning item to a date certain, because you need to be able to say, I took all of the information into consideration.
But the timing of the move did not sit well with Commission Chairman Nick Maddox, nor Commissioners Bill Proctor and Marianne Lindley, with Proctor noting it's not the first time the group has gotten last-minute documents.
The late timing of this submission to us today, you know, could have been, this could have gotten us sooner, and that we would take 2 more months or 3 months to July, however far that is.
Commissioner, you will see from my office a recommendation that we not let this happen again, that there be a deadline way in advance of your commission meeting day so that you have a chance to read and absorb the material.
Ann Lindley is suspicious of the timing.
And I hope it's not a ruse to get a delay. And I would rather have this as a separate motion for not just attached to this particular item, but going forward, that we have some sort of a cutoff on receiving information prior, 2 hours before a 6 o'clock publicly announced public hearing. It's not fair, and it really colors my view of this material, quite honestly, that it's slipped in.
For weeks, area residents have been blasting commissioners with emails and a calling campaign urging them to reject the rezoning plan. They claim changes in density will create more houses than the area can sustain, increasing road traffic and overflowing schools. But an analysis of enrollment impacts by the county and school district indicate there's plenty of room in schools like Hawks Rise Elementary, Deer Lake Middle, and Childs High School. Superintendent Rocky Hanna says if the schools get too many students, those attending through some of the district school choice programs would have to go elsewhere.
We would simply then reduce the number of students that are allowed to choice in from other zones.
The affected communities are in the districts of Commissioners John Daly and Brian DeLoge. DeLoge made the initial motion to postpone the hearing, citing traffic concerns. The motion passed 4-3, with Lindley, Maddox, and Proctor opposed to moving the date. The housing project has been in the works for more than 2 years, and the county will now take up the zoning change at a July 10th public hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.